Can I get one of them wings? Oh, yeah.
Who done it?
Went straight to the bar. Niggas head turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't.
We man, y'all smoky ass.
That these weak hoes can't. Bitches gonna be mad at us.
Eating.
Bitches gonna be mad at us.
Yummy, yum.
Bitches gonna be mad.
What happened to my black though?
You might get another day. Party pop a bottle.
That's your ass this time.
And get high. And girl, will you see?
Yeah, that was me.
I forgot what happened to my black.
Oh, okay.
And you know it.
Wait, what's this flavor? Cause this is good.
Yes, they just gonna be mad. And thank you again, and welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl Queen T, aka on all platforms Tiana Nine Basic, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house. Enjoying this twin from Buffalo Wild Wings.
And we're here to break it down again for y'all on this Who Does It Wednesdays. Again, these are just our opinions. We have to do the disclaimer. If you don't like it, listen and then change the channel. Because you might like it, okay?
We probably don't like it.
Oh, but kicking it off. Four black Americans were kidnapped. In Mexico while going to get a tummy tuck. One of them was going to get a tummy tuck.
Wait, oh, that explains a lot.
Yep. And unfortunately, two are now dead. Rest in peace.
So the tummy tuck girl, she's still alive?
I don't know. They haven't announced who actually passed away, but two of the passengers in the vehicle that was stopped by cartel and shot up.
That is
two
why.
Are dead. And
they tell you, and when you go out of town, when you go to places like Mexico, where the crime is high, you know, you don't have to stay on the beaten path. That's the word. Stay on the beaten path. Yeah, the resort, whatever. You stay on the beaten path.
Basically, the resort. Yeah, don't go outside of the resort or unsafe areas. They tell you not to go to unsafe areas. But they were driving there. You know,
hey, but you know what, though? I think that whoever was supposed to do her surgery turned them in. Because they were trying to get that money.
I don't know. It's a lot of
because they know that a lot of Americans come to that place to get surgery. So they was like, I don't know. I'm just coming up with a scenario. You know what I'm saying? And they know that these Americans be going to these places to get plastic surgery for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get your plastic surgery from cheap. For cheap. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, stay in America where you know the doctors are not going to lead you to get kidnapped. No, I'm just
I was just saying, the doctors making a lot of money off of Americans coming down there to get their plastic surgery. So they set some shit up. I'm not saying it's nobody's fault, but the cartels, but you know, whatever.
But I'm saying, but you can look up, there's been a lot of kidnappings of black children from these bus stops over the years.
In the United States.
Yeah, and they were...
Well, that's because nobody cares when black kids come missing. They ran away because you didn't treat them right. You know,
black kids are coming up missing at alarming rates and higher rates.
They've been coming up missing like crazy for fucking for like the last few generations.
Yeah. I mean, what else?
Remember that lady tried to kidnap us back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were too young, you probably don't remember, but I remember.
Yeah, I do. But these were Hispanics as well. I hate to say it, but it looks like there's an influx of Hispanic men kidnapping these children from bus stops and stuff.
They're not just, because it's easier, because nobody questions when a black kid comes up missing. That was the whole point of what I was saying.
But dang, they did this whole kidnapping of four black adults on camera, girl.
Nobody cares in Mexico.
Shit, America said they care. They care.
Oh, America cares after old girl died in Cabo, right? Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because old girl got beat to death by her friends in Cabo. So now they all of a sudden care if black people come up missing. But people been coming missing in America forever. I mean, yeah. America, Mexico, forever. Tourists have become missing. If they don't stay on that beaten path, they don't stay in their tourist areas. Or if they listen to somebody who said they can get a discount on some shit and they decide to follow that nigga. This is basically what happens.
Yeah, so, like, it's crazy, though, that they always have on the news, you know, these white women are getting abducted by a black man or a Hispanic man.
You're talking about back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, just period now. Tonight,
it don't really happen like that no more because white women ain't stupid. Well, very few white women.
No, no. Back in March of 2023, the Daily Mail said that a California woman claimed, and she's white, blonde hair, like Giselle. We're going to talk about that later.
Maybe she's Hispanic, though.
She claimed she was kidnapped for 22 days by a Hispanic male.
Oh, I thought you said black people. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they used to say black, now they say Hispanic.
Well, black, Hispanic, whatever. Because there's Afro-Hispano, there's blanquitos, like the
girl. It's no, it don't have nothing to do with
right. Can I get a wing right now?
Can I get a wing?
BW3.
Hey, Domino. That's what we on. And we are not advertising for them. You know, we don't have a sponsorship for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, I guess we cuss too much for a sponsorship. But who cares?
But that Buffalo Wild Wings got it going on, honey. That's all I got to say. But back to the story. So the authorities are saying they're going to do all they can to get these two Americans back.
Because they want to make up for them. They fucked up in Cabo.
No, I think just because it was on camera.
What's her name?
If it wasn't on camera, they wouldn't care about getting them people back so hard. Come on now. That lady went down there for a tummy tuck.
My whole point was, you know how many people get kidnapped when they fall off of the tourist beaten tracks. Tracks. That's my whole point.
And you don't hear about it.
Yeah, nobody hears about it.
This is why I'm saying that they all of a sudden care, that America all of a sudden
care. Can I get a wing?
Because it's not, yeah, get it.
No, Domino, it's right by you.
Okay. So it's like, all of a sudden they care because this time it was on camera. It was caught on camera. You know, they caught the car getting shot up. They caught the people getting pulled out of the car and thrown into a back of a truck.
How many people, when the car got shot up, how many people actually lived?
Two. It was four tourists. Four black tourists. One, I'm going to get a tummy tuck. They going down there because they want a vacation. And you always need to take somebody with you when you go into another country.
That's
to get
good,
a tummy tuck because somebody needs to do your aftercare. You can't just pop up and travel after you get plastic surgery.
I listened to a YouTube video about this woman whose sister decided to go to Mexico and get a tummy tuck, the mommy makeover, whatever. And her sister, they kind of found out her sister was raped. And her sister died on the table. It's crazy.
She was raped while getting the tummy tuck?
Yes. In Mexico. That's my whole point.
Oh, Lord. Why in the world? What? So she raped and she never got the tummy tuck. And they killed her.
No, she got all the surgeries that they told her they were going to do. But she was losing too much blood. And meanwhile, she got raped in the middle of all that.
Girl, what? How?
It was on YouTube. I forgot the page. The poor girl. She lost her sister.
Oh, man. That's awful.
I can't imagine losing my sister because I'm going to fucking tear up Mexico.
I'm going to tear up the city, the country, the town.
The whole motherfucking country of Mexico.
The hospital.
Everywhere.
Okay, don't play
with
me.
If something happened to my sister like that, we not.
So,
but she lied to her sister. Her sister didn't know she was going down there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why she ended up in the situation she was, where there was really nobody to look at her. Her mother went down there with her. The mother of the two girls, well, she has other kids, but the mother of the two girls, she went down there with the sister that didn't want nobody to know she was getting plastic surgery because she had a baby. I forgot. Maybe I want to say 3 to 6 months before then, and she
Are you even supposed to have surgery that close to having a
child? Yeah, I don't think so either. So that was already a risk, and her baby daddy left her. Was it when she was pregnant or after she had the baby? I can't remember. I would have to look that back up.
So she wanted that revenge body, honey, and she died for it.
Yeah, she died for it. And like I said,
it's a lot of people dying from those tummy tucks, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now they got like a I'm lawsuit going. I'm going to
take my little mommy pouch. What is it called? Fupa. I'm going to take my Fupa over getting dying in the country to look good for somebody.
Or dying here. Because people are dying here in America trying to get surgeries.
They're dying here to have babies. Especially black women. So to do this extra shit. Like I survived pregnancy. That should be enough. And fuck this Fupa.
Girl, the gym is my friend.
I still look good. Hey. Shake it.
Working out is, it works too. That's all I can say. Maybe it don't work for everybody. Some people say they work out, and they still don't lose weight.
Well, because some people get what they call diastasis recti, mm-hmm. where their stomach muscles are expanded during pregnancy, and they cannot get them back right, no matter how much exercise they do.
Right.
I don't think I'm one of those people, because my stomach's too fat for me to feel.
You're so great.
If there's some space between there. But you know what I'm saying.
It's just horrible that now they have a class action lawsuit against these doctors that are doing these surgeries where it ended in death, or, you know, it was not medically necessary. Well, none of them are medically necessary, but it was like not, it's malpractice, basically. It was not done correctly.
But the fact of the matter is they signed a piece of paper saying that if any complications, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but then again, it goes back to, you can sign a piece of paper and still experience malpractice, because it goes back to, are these doctors trained enough to do these surgeries? Are they doing enough extensive background check on these people that they're doing these surgeries before they give them the surgery?
Because, high blood pressure, diabetes,
any underlying conditions.
I have high blood pressure and diabetes, so the best thing for me would be
get an elective surgery. Basically.
To work out, because, like, and in the United States, I'm pretty sure if I go to a cosmetic surgery place to try to get some surgery or trying to get some enhancements, they're going to tell me, no, you can't be here because I have diabetes and high blood pressure. Yeah, my diabetes. I don't have, like, diabetes, like, but.
Maybe you could if you didn't do what they say you're going to
do. Like, I'm on the borderline. I'm on the borderline, and what I eat can put me up or down below.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, I'm hypoglycemic, but they still diagnose me as diabetic or pre-diabetic. No, diabetic. I've been diagnosed as diabetic. But I know for a fact, based on my
growing up. But you're pre-diabetic,
right? The hypoglycemic also means pre-diabetic. So
it doesn't mean like you have diabetes yet.
But my A1C.
You can lower that.
Yeah. But my A1C is not like super high. Like my regular, if I'm not like taking care of myself and stuff, my A1C still doesn't go, like, super high to where I'm so diabetic that I'm going to die. No, it doesn't
happen. But as black people, we experience more stress in America than the average person.
Yes. Black American. Not me, because, like.
Yeah, you. Yeah, we all do. We all have underlying PTSD. We all have it. Like, when the
PTSD. PTSD. I always get that shit wrong, though. I always get that shit wrong, though.
PTSD. We all have it. We all have it, though.
And it's post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's because of how we've
been. It's generational.
Yeah.
Can y'all excuse me? Tiana gonna talk to y'all for a little, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's really how we've experienced systemic racism and, you know, racial aggressions and everything. Like, as black people in this country, we're faced with, you know, the likelihood that we might not even make it home at night. And it's horrible. Like, you have to wake up as a black parent and think about your grown children that are out in the world just going to work or going to school and just doing their thing. And they can get killed for that. Like, they can just get killed for just running down the block trying to exercise. They can die. Just for being black in America, like, it's regular. Like, and nowadays, it's glorified. Like, I say, because everything is televised through these smartphones and everything that, but the shit been going on forever. This is our life. This is what we experience. You know,
LG.
Yes, but this is whatever. Our life. This is what we experience. It's being black people in America. We experience.
I'm black in America.
Being treated differently, lesser pay. You know, people
look on at average. Us. Let's do on average, because let's not be. We ain't gonna talk about me. Because I really have
that's
not.
That's just the statistics. That's the statistics.
Like, to the point where I'm going to talk about
even
something
happened. Even black doctors are being paid less than white doctors in
but
this country.
This is your life. I.
No, this is a black American's life.
No, it's an average black American. A, what is called the per capita black American
experience.
But I'm going to talk about me personally. I haven't really had no problems being black in America.
Well, a lot of people don't even think you're black. I'm sorry.
No. I know that because I remember.
You speak foreign languages and you're vitiligo. Yeah.
But my vitiligo you could just be Hispanic, came to a point you could be, during a COVID, though, like 2020.
You could be of mixed race. You. I think they said that a lot of people is calling light-skinned people other now, Gina.
I'm not going to say that that's not why.
Like, they said that if you don't want your kids, this one guy gets on the Breakfast Club and says, if you don't want your kids to be considered...
Leonard! Wait, whatever.
If you don't want your kids to be considered as quote-unquote other... You better get you a real black woman. I was like, wow. So now they're saying light-skinned women aren't real black women?
Whatever.
I think Candace Dillard-Bassett on Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
They just did their third and final, I guess, part to their reunion on Real Housewives of Potomac this past Sunday. And Candace Dillard-Bassett, you don't watch it, but
it's not a bad show though.
It's a good show.
I watch
you don't
like
really
a couple
watch
episodes.
A lot of TV, you know, you don't.
No,
really
I don't watch live TV at all. I watch mostly movies,
and I don't either. But I love me some reality. I'm not gonna lie, I love reality. I love sci-fi. I love Science Channel. I go to sleep to that shit. And History
That's
Channel.
That's because of our dad, though.
The History Channel is my shit. Like, come on now.
Our dad.
Ancient aliens.
That's our
Who
dad.
Don't love ancient aliens? Like, what the fuck? But Candace Dillard-Bassett, she accused her castmate, Gisele Bryant, of being, this is on Bravo TV, y'all.
Okay.
She accused her of, let me get the wording right. She said, you are using your proximity to whiteness to help you to be able to sit up here and tell these lies. Because with your white looking ass. And I quote, with your white looking ass. I said, wow.
Can I see a picture of that woman?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And she claimed her white looking ass.
Well, she do dye her hair blonde profusely.
Well, everybody wears blonde hair. You wear blonde hair sometimes. And you rock.
I mean, but
you rock blonde hair, though.
I do like a mixture. I never went all the way blonde. I ain't never wanted to, like, build up the fact that I'm a light-skinned woman and...
Okay.
With blonde hair all over my head. I've done it before.
Well, I got white hair now. White.
Yeah, I've done a lot of different colors. Purple, green.
No, I ain't did no color in this shit.
Well, you used to do green a lot, but...
Green, but it was weave, though. It was pieces in my hair.
I can't say I ever did, like, dye my hair. Like, I have never dyed my hair.
You never dyed your hair blonde.
Blonde.
Huh?
Like, that's not never
been...
But you
did have that blonde wig, though.
Yeah, I had a blonde wig. I mean, come on now. It was cute. I rocked that motherfucker, but it wasn't really my favorite wig.
But you rocked that motherfucker for a minute.
I really got it because...
You probably don't have it no more, but yeah.
No, girl. But I really got that wig because the kids said, Mama, yeah, blonde look good on you, so get that. Let's try that. Try something new. I was like, well, let me try it. And everybody liked it, but... It's not a go-to color for me when I go get. I love black, and I think that has something to do with my inner thinking as a black woman. I
lost my headphone.
Yeah, I saw that. You're gonna have to.
Well,
find
earbud. What do you got?
But my inner thinking as a black woman, I've always wanted to be darker than I am. You know, I used to lay in the sun
for
hours. Yeah, because
we grew up in a dark skin
and a predominantly dark
brown skin family. And so that make you feel...
It made me feel like black, darker skin was the standard for being the strongest black woman you can be. Yeah.
Oh my God. Let's not talk about the white guy that I grew up with. Not grew up with, but white guy we lived next door to when I was a kid. He loved Tupac. And Tupac has that song, when I was young, whatever. No. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Mm-hmm. And he said, Gina, if the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, what does it make you?
Sour?
Sour?
Right.
Sour.
Remember you told me that. Like, damn, that's real Christian. What does that make a white woman? Tart as hell? Right? You gonna call me Sarah, and the white woman, that bitch got to be tart. She told. She,
I got started.
Oh, no, that bitch is flavorless.
Flavorless?
Yeah, that's good. She flavorless.
She ain't got no flavor.
She flavorless. She ain't got no... Wait, oh, well, that makes sense. Anyway. Yeah. But Chris Rock just did his special, and it was funny AF.
I need to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight. It's Netflix, right?
Yes, it's on
Netflix. No, not yet. No. I've been watching The Daily Show, and The Daily Show mentioned that Chris Rock had a new show out, so I'm like, I'm gonna have to listen.
Oh yeah, you know he got the coins for
but
that.
But guess who was doing the Daily Show?
I don't
show this
know
week.
How much they paid him, but let's look it up. But he said that basically Will Smith is a bitch.
Man,
he said
but
he's
got slapped
a
on national
bitch.
TV.
He said no. Think about
that
it.
That was a fake ass. That was just and then he do his little. That, I said, I swear to God, that was fake. A fake ass slap. He did the WWE slap. Stop. Snap. Stomp smack.
Yeah, he did it. I don't think it was that hard, but he said that.
No, because I don't know. When they do the stomp, it lessens the smack.
He said that people keep saying that smack wasn't so hard, but he said he was smacked so hard, he heard Summertime
his
ringing
face,
in his ear, girl.
He lying.
Summertime.
Let's just sit back and rewind. But no.
Yes, he said he had that shit ringing in his ear.
That shit was all fucking staged. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
Well, he said that man played Muhammad Ali and he played Pookie. He said Will Smith smacked somebody he knew he could fuck up, really, in real life.
Pookie was a straight crackhead, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's a little guy compared to Will, even to this
man.
Day.
Like, oh,
Will
and
is a big
that,
guy,
he
girl.
He did all the exercising for that movie.
Will is big.
When he was alone. What was it called again?
Yes, keep it real. He's big, Gina. He's big.
I don't even know. I've never seen Will Smith in person, so how can I say he's big?
Now. Google that.
But
shit.
I would
Google
know that, what was that, where he was alone, his wife and his daughter died from some disease, and he was kind of come up with a cure for this zombie disease. What was that called again?
The Legend.
I Am Legend. That shit was cool.
Yes. I mean, I love Will Smith. Come on now. Everybody loves Will Smith. Even Chris Rock probably still love Will Smith. I ain't going to lie.
I'm 100% sure
he said he's not going to be sitting up on nobody's couch talking about he's a victim of nothing because he said that he knows that Jada hurt Will more than anybody in this world could ever hurt Will.
Well,
he said, like, niggas didn't got cheated on. But he said, and I quote, "Have you ever did an interview with the motherfucker that cheated on you?"
Damn.
And then asked you, "How'd you feel when I was sucking this nigga dick?" But she never asked that question.
I should have said it like that.
But basically, bitch, what is you saying? You slept with your son friend on top of the insult.
But
she said it better than her son friend,
come
though.
On.
She's
come
Jada
on.
Pickett. She's Jada
they said
Pickett.
That
she could have got anybody.
Well, maybe it was
she probably could have got Brad Pitt. She's Jada Pickett. That's all I'm saying. She probably could have got, you know, the top of the line. She messed with her son's friend who don't even like pussy no more. I don't know if he don't like pussy.
Jada,
he said he loved who he loved.
Is mad because a lot of people didn't know she had alopecia. And yeah. I don't know.
I'm you think she kind of antagonized him to do it?
Yes, that's what I saw. I'm sorry. I saw
a lot of people the said they the saw crowd. that view
and
of her.
He was laughing something. And clapping at first when he said when Chris.
And then Jada gave him a look, and then he got up and said,
"Yes, that's what I'm saying."
About my wife like that, like he felt like he had to defend her. But on her show, she said nobody has to defend me. Because I can defend myself. You know, she's a strong woman.
She's mad because her mama looked better than her. Let me quit.
Jada is beautiful. I ain't say that shit in life.
But her mama is way more beautiful than she is. Her mama looked the same age or younger than her.
Okay, we gonna say they all look good.
They all look good. Everybody look good. You put your shit on right.
Her mama look good. They like three generations of goodness. Like
three generations.
Yes. Like
our generación de solitude.
You know what I'm saying? And my beautiful grandson. Just made that shit up. That boy is gorgeous. I'm just like
your grandson is gorgeous. Your son is gorgeous.
Like
all your kids is gorgeous. Yes.
So apparently Chris Rock got paid $40 million to do the Netflix deal.
Mm-hmm. Hey Netflix, let's work out.
let's do a collaboration.
Let's do a collaboration.
We
and Netflix let us do.
If we ain't available, you we can make ourselves available, honey. Yeah.
On Netflix, so yeah,
you
Netflix.
Say what you want to say. I love
hey Golden Singer Songwriter YouTube. Golden Singer Songwriter
and
Songwriter.
Speaking of saying what you want to say, Nick Cannon announced that he's doing a new game show to find out. Who's having my baby? So how many kids?
So that's gonna be like he when Flavor Flav did Loving. What was that? Not Loving Hip Hop. Why did I say Loving Hip Hop?
He did it for the Love of Flav, didn't he?
Hold on. I don't know what it's
who
called.
Who loves Flavor? I forget the name. But that was the beginning of reality.
But
TV
he
show.
No, yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah, but who cares? But he
it was on VH1. You can still
never intended to fall in love with any people because he was already in love with his wife, and that came on the last season. He admitted that. Flavor of Love. That's
Flavor of Love. Yes, with New York, and then she went on to have her show called New York. But for the love of New York or something like that. I love New York.
I love New York. Yeah.
But how many kids does Nick Cannon have? I don't know. I know he got two 20? With Mariah.
20?
He got two with Mariah. So,
a little baby, babies and pacifiers.
Oh, goodness. He got 12 kids.
That's not a bad thing, though. Really.
It's not. He got the money to
take
do
care
it.
Of all them kids.
He does.
Oh, my God. I saw a, what is it called? A comedic sketch. With Nick Cannon and was it God? I forgot. Anyway,
damn, with God.
With God and oh my gosh. And they were saying something about him having extra having more kids. Oh my God, I wish I could think of it right now. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Google that shit. Like, what was it? Like, cause I wanna
cause
look
it's
it
on
up.
YouTube.
Man.
It's
I
on
wanna
YouTube.
Look it up, but I'm like, Nick Cannon can do whatever he wanna do. Cause I mean, who cares?
Don't he have a hell of a
rich? He got helly money. He can have many women as he wants. Ain't that what they say? If you got money to take care of the women, you can have many as you want. But not me. If you got money to take care of me, I'm going to be the only me that you take care of if you my husband. Fuck all that shit. I'm not sharing. I'm selfish. Okay? I'm not sharing you with nobody. Not mine.
Not mine.
Y'all can have them other ones. Okay.
Don't you come back home. Bring your ass back home.
Them other ones, but this one right here, y'all can't. Nah. Shoot. He gonna jump in the casket with me.
Can
baby.
I remember what it was called?
It's cool. We'll figure it out. But Kelly Clarkson podcast. She was on there with Babyface, and. And she was singing some of the old Babyface songs, and she did a Whitney song, and she killed it.
Yes, I love that.
She killed it. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm glad she is still doing her thing. You know, Kelly Clarkson, you know, she had one show, and then just give her another opportunity, honey. And now she got her little podcast. But it seemed like a lot of celebrities are doing podcasts, and everybody can't do a podcast. Everybody can't do a podcast.
Everybody can do a podcast.
Yeah, if you want to, but it ain't going to be good if you're not good. If you're not good, it's not going to be
but
good.
But we only made...
Like, some people say...
We only made...
Because we regular people, 10, you know.
We only made $25 our last sketch. I mean, for the... We made 25 cents, I'm sorry, within the last month, so
how much you making? Good either. How much you making on a podcast
fuck it.
Has nothing to do with how good it is. It has something to do with who you are. That's what I'm saying. These celebrities are putting out podcasts and people are watching them because of who they are. You know, they in love
not
with
exactly
who that person is, not because it's good.
It's good. Yeah, thank you.
All right. These things didn't
I don't know, girl. I lost it.
Shit.
But it was funny. It was funny. I have to find it later. We'll find it and we'll bring it up later on. If I was on my phone, let me see if I can find it on my phone. I don't think I can. But
it's cool. We'll figure it out later. But we want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And it was Who Does It Wednesdays. Like, who the fuck kidnaps black people when they going to get their tummy tucked? These motherfucking cartel people.
Because they think they're really going to get some money off of a nigga that saved us some money.
Mm.
Anyway.
And who the fuck announces the show saying that they're going to call it Who's Having My Baby because they want 1,000 kids. You know, who does it?
Who Nick knows Cannon, how many kids Nick Cannon going to have?
Yep.
At this point.
Yep. And all of a sudden, America cares about black people getting kidnapped.
Only because it's on tape.
But we're going to say, that's the only time they ever care. It's when it's recorded. It's the only, I can't see them caring no other time. Like, I remember, oh my God, to bring this up.
Yeah.
Stuff that they only care about when it's filmed or it's on camera. Our cousin delivered his own baby. You know what I'm saying? He's just an average guy, average little working
That would make
guy.
It on that one show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Yeah, but he delivered his baby, cut the cord, you know, everything. No assistance. MLM showed up, picked his baby mama up, took him to the hospital. And that was not televised, you know? Everything is not going to be televised.
Nope.
The revolution will not be televised. Okay. But again, thank y'all for listening to Honestly Unbothered. We love y'all. Does it Wednesday?
Does it
Who does it? And we'll see y'all next time on Honestly Unbothered, baby. They just
gon' be mad. Gon' be mad. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.